You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt. This is the B-side. You can listen on 104.9 FM near the Lafayette College area, or you can listen on our website, WGRH.org, as I'm sure many of you are. Our phone number is 610-330-5316, although I'm not really sure quite why we have the phone. But I guess we can accept callers. Anyways, I'm Matt. This is the B-side. Welcome back to another episode. This is our third official episode of the semester so far. And I'm just going to jump right into it today. Today I made this playlist over winter break. I think it was last semester actually. I was sort of inspired by some new, it was before Imagine Dragons was going to release their new album, Evolve, and I was sort of inspired by, like, what they were doing with kind of alt-pop rock with more of an electronic sort of production side to it. So I sort of made a playlist of songs with that in mind, and then I sort of added some songs that I thought went well. So it's just sort of, tonight's just sort of a good collection of songs that I've liked for the last few weeks. The first up is a song by one of my favorite current bands, Vinyl Theater. This is off their album Gold, which is their first album, or I think it's even like an EP. I really like them. I saw them back in October, and I think they're great, and I think this is one of their best songs. So this is Wild and Young by Vinyl Theater. welcome back. That was Wild and Young by Vinyl Theater. So that was from their album Gold, which came out in 2013. Since then, they released another album in 2014 called Electrogram, and my personal favorite of theirs, Origami, which came out just last year. And I think they're actually coming out with another album soon, because they put out a single a few weeks ago called Me, Myself, and I, which is really good, and they're teasing a new single for a few weeks from now. So hopefully we'll hear more from Vinyl Theater very soon. Up next, we got a song that came out over the summer, but I actually missed it when it came out over the summer, and I heard it this past fall. It's by the band Capital Cities, from their EP Swimming Pool Summer, appropriately named, came out in the summer. But this is their song Drop Everything, which I think is one of their better songs. Capital Cities, if you're not familiar, they are a sort of a duo from California, I believe. They only have one album, but it is called In a Tidal Wave of Mystery. Really good album. You should check it out. Sort of pop with like a funk sort of jazz vibe to it. Really good. And this is their, like I said, this is their song. What song is it called? Hold on. This is their song Drop Everything. All right. Here it is. Hope you enjoy.
Circumstances, I don't care what my other plans is. I'm here for you, so take advantage. I don't care what the circumstances. Like even if the president says you need to come to my defenses, I tell her sorry, no offenses, but someone needs my full attention. I would drop everything for you.
Once again, Drop Everything by Capital Cities. All right, let's see. Up next, we have a newer song by an older band. The band is Foo Fighters, a band that I've sort of been listening to more lately. I had a friend recommend that if I like Weezer, I should listen to Foo Fighters. So now I'm sort of giving them a shot too. This is their song. They put it out as a single, I believe, last year in 2017. It is called Soldier. And I think it's really cool. I think it shows how, I don't know, even a band like Foo Fighters, which debuted in the 90s, can sort of, in 1995, actually was their first album, can come out with new stuff, you know, 20 some odd years later, and still have a sort of a modern sound, but keep their old style too. So this is Soldier by the Foo Fighters. Once again, that was Soldier by the Foo Fighters. All right, so up next we have a song by they're not a band. I guess they're a musical duo that I'm sure everyone listening has heard of and probably doesn't like, but this is a new song that I think is a little bit different. Anyways, this is the Chainsmokers. Everyone knows them, of course, from their songs Closer, something just like this. Basically, every overplayed song that you heard this past summer. Not to say they're bad songs, but you know they just get a lot of airtime. But recently, Chainsmokers have been going in a little bit of a different direction with their music. They put out a song called Sick Boy that was sort of a little more like alternative. Still very like kind of dancey and EDM and whatever, but a little more alternative. And they just put out another new song called You Owe Me, and I think this song once again shows that they're going in a little bit of a different direction musically this time. A lot of people are comparing them to saying that they're going in the direction that 21 Pilots is in, but I don't personally agree with that. But yeah, so this is their new song, You Owe Me.
Say this that often, but there's something that the papers forgot. Every time I read them, I know I feed them, but I know they're painting, but they can't leave a mark. 'Cause my friends don't read the papers, and they don't really care if we're awesome or not. So every time I read them, I know I feed them, but I know they wanna see me hang on the wall. You don't know me, don't you think that I get lonely? It gets dark inside my head. Check my pulse, and if I'm dead, you owe me. If you're lonely, don't you think you're on your own? When it gets dark inside your head, check my pulse, and if I'm there, you owe me. Say it to my face if you mean it. Say it to my face, but you won't. I know I'm not losing, but I'm losing my mind. Does anybody know what that's like? You don't know me, don't you think that I get lonely? It gets dark inside my head. Check my pulse, and if I'm dead, you owe me. If you're lonely, don't you think you're on your own? When it gets dark inside your head, check my pulse, and if I'm dead, you owe me. Dark inside my head, check my pulse, and if I'm dead, you owe me. If you're lonely, don't you think you're on your own? When it gets dark inside your head, check my pulse, and if I'm dead, you owe me.
Once again, that was You Owe Me by the Chainsmokers. All right, so there's a little bit of a funny story with my next song. Last week I was on Amazon, and I saw like recommended products, and of course, cause I'm constantly looking at like buying records on Amazon, I get a bunch of, recommended records that Amazon thinks that I would like. And one of them was this album called The Story of Us by this guy, Quinn X, XCII, which is 92 in Roman numerals, I believe. And so this is this album that I've never heard of, but I saw that the album was recommended to me based on what else I've sort of bought on Amazon. I figured I'd give it a try. So I looked it up on Spotify and found this guy, Quinn XCII, sorry about that. And realized that he's sort of this singer-songwriter, producer who makes sort of, pop music, I guess, but it's got a electronic alternative vibe to it. So I figured it would work in pretty well with this episode. And this song, let me think of what song I want to play from now. This song, I'll play this one. It is called Straight Jacket, and it's by Quinn XCII. Here it is.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straight jacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, then the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey, and I tell everyone.
That was Straight Jacket by Quinn XCII, or maybe Quinn 92. I'm not sure. If you've heard of him, let me know. Let me know what the correct way to say his name is. Check out his album, The Story of Us. I really enjoyed it. I really like the songs. The intro was really good. That song that I just played, Straight Jacket, was really good. And the song 60 Seconds, I also enjoyed quite a bit. So next up is a song that I heard on the radio a lot over break on my favorite radio station, Alt 92.3. This is the song I know, Eric, if you're listening, you probably know this song because you also, you know, if you live in the New York, New Jersey area, you definitely know that radio station and probably are like, you probably know half the songs I play in the show because that's usually where I get them from. Anyways, this is the song Line of Sight by Odiza featuring Wynn and Mansion Air. Here it is.
I'm facing back to front, over my shoulder at the sun, and it's an open door, and I've my line of sight once more.
That was Line of Sight by Odiza featuring Wynn and Mansion Air. All right, so next up I have a song by a artist, singer, songwriter, producer, spelled L-A-U-V. I believe it's Lauv, but I'm not sure. I guess I should figure out how to say the names of the people I'm playing on the show before I actually start the show. Anyways, next up is his song, I Like Me Better, which actually... has gotten pretty big over the last few months, so you might know it. But yeah, it's just sort of a fun song. I really like the beat to it. So yeah, this is Love's I Like Me Better. Once again, that was Love with his song I Like Me Better. Next up, we have a song by a band I mentioned earlier in the show, Imagine Dragons. They put out a new album, Evolve, last summer. It has a lot of big hits for them, mainly Believer and Thunder, but I'm not playing either of those today. Sorry, Leah, I know you love Thunder, but instead, I'm going to play my favorite song from that album, which is the opening track, which is called I Don't Know Why. So this is Imagine Dragons with I Don't Know Why.
We could be strangers in the night. We could be passing in the shadows. We couldn't be closer if we tried. When we're caught in the headlights, we could be faces in the crowd. We could be passing in the shadows, laughing the risk of being found. When we're caught in the headlights, dangerous. And now I'm lost in her.
That was I Don't Know Why by Imagine Dragons. Once again, that's off their new album, Evolve, which I've been meaning to pick up on vinyl for a while now, but I haven't yet, so maybe I'll order that on Amazon sometime this week. Anyways, next up is a PSA, because I have to read one every hour. So this one's about getting your GED. I think I read this 2 weeks ago, but honestly, I can't find any other PSA. Actually, all right, we got another one. We're not doing the GED. We did that 2 weeks ago. All right, we got another one. Here it is. This one is about stroke awareness. Okay. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. Yes, that's how you spell FAST. F-A-S-T. Face drooping. Arm weakness, speech difficulty, and then time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And they can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs, face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. And, of course, this is brought to you by the American Stroke Association, as well as the Ad Council. All right. Now back to the music. So next up, we have a song by Kygo and One Republic. This is from... it's featuring One Republic. This is from Kygo's album called... What's it called? It's called Kids in Love. And Kygo, if you don't know, is one of... I guess you could say he's one of the biggest sort of EDM electronic producers out there right now. And this is his song with One Republic called Stranger Things. So here it is.
Ghost town, always thinking out loud, how we gonna get out. I remember we dream of places that we could go, castles with the strange glow, people that we don't know. I remember we left a life that's ordinary from the start. We look for stranger things, cause that's just who we are. Find me the edge of something beautiful and loud. Tonight, snow white mountains in a foreign
Stranger Things by Kygo and One Republic. Not sure if this... Actually, I am sure because I can check on Spotify. Let's see. So this song came out in 2017. So it was after the show Stranger Things came out. So I wonder if the song is a little bit based on the show. It doesn't sound like it, but, you know, who knows? Maybe Kygo just really likes Stranger Things, as do I. All right, so next up is a song by Rabble, who, if you don't know Rabble, which is spelled W-R-A-B-E-L, maybe it's Rabel, I'm not sure. Anyways, he is sort of a singer-songwriter, producer, put out an EP last year, I believe. Yeah, last year, called 11 Blocks, which I think overall is really, really good. And it's got some good songs on it. And this one is probably my favorite song. Oh, excuse me. His EP is called We Could Be Beautiful, and that's the song I will be playing. Yeah, so this is by Rabel, and it's called We Could Be Beautiful. Here it is.
It's coming around again, feeling all in your head. You never let me in. We could be beautiful. You've got the bluest eyes, the color of you and I. I know it's hard sometimes. We could be beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, it's true. You're the color if you only knew. Every star in the sky, that's you. If you saw you the way that I do, we could be beautiful. We could be beautiful.
Once again, that was We Could Be Beautiful by Rabble. If you like that, check out his EP, which is also called We Could Be Beautiful. Really good songs, 11 Blocks. And he does a song with a few other EDM artists, primarily Galantis and Marshmello, so check those out too. Next up is, let's see, Next up is our last song for the night, actually. I know I'm ending a little bit early, I guess, but I'm sort of, this is the last one I have. So this is going to be it. This is from Fall Out Boy. This is off their new album, Mania. And it is probably my favorite song on their new album. I know it got a lot of people when it came out said that they weren't a huge fan of this song, but because it's very different from most other Fall Out Boy stuff, but I think it's really good. It's called Young and Menace, and I hope you like it. Once again, Young and Menace by Fall Out Boy. I want to give a quick shout out to Sydney, who's been asking me for a shout out this whole show. So sorry, I forgot about it before, but shout out to you, Sydney. Thank you for listening. And thanks for everyone who tuned in tonight. Once again, I'm Matt. This has been The B-Side, and you have been listening to WJRH 24.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's about it. Have a great week. And I'll catch you again next week. I think next week I'm going to do sort of a different theme. I'm going to do songs from movies. So if you know any good songs that are featured in movies, hit me up and I'll be sure to play them next week. But other than that, have a great week, and I'll be back next week, Tuesday at 9. See you later.